To say it's a privilege to be here is truly not able to express how thankful I am. I'm thankful that the Lord would give me a heart to want to be here. Because I know if He didn't, I wouldn't. I'm glad to be with you. Thank you. Thank you, Todd, for those kind words. That's the way I feel about this guy. We talk often. I'm thankful for that. I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me back to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 24. And I'd like to look at specifically at that 14th verse that Brother Todd read concerning the Apostle Paul's confession of what he believed. He had he'd been brought before Felix, Roman governor, and a really smooth-tongued lawyer, had begun his accusation against Paul, and he was saying that, he said, now this guy, he's a pestilent fellow. He's a pest. He's a plague. He's a disease. He's a nuisance. He's one that stirs up social unrest, and he's just a corrupter of morals. He's a mover of sedition, insurrection, and he's a man that's dangerous against the government. In fact, he's a ringleader of the sect, of the heresy, same word, of the Nazarenes, of these Christians. And he's gone about to profane the temple. What he did was he falsely accused Paul of being prominent in bringing about this heathen worship, this worshipers of Christ into the temple. That's what he's done. Well, after the lawyer had his say, Felix gestured Paul, and Paul said, I'd love to be able to answer his accusations. And when he answered, he ended his answer basically with that verse 14. And he said, well, he said in verse 13, he said, neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers. Now listen to this. Believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. Now, if we could just sum up the problem that the Jews had against Paul. Now here, I'm going to sum it up. Is salvation by the works of the law or by the grace of God? And let me ask you this. Is there anything changed? Is anything changed today? Really, this is the issue. Is salvation according to God's will or man's will? That's the issue. Now, for a few minutes tonight, I'd like to declare that which the Scriptures teach and that which all God's people, those who have cast themselves upon the Lord Jesus Christ, what they believe. And I know that what we believe, what's preached here and preached in those places where the Lord has raised up the gospel of God's free grace, is thought to be by the world heresy. That those that preach and believe the truth of God's free grace, that they are heretics. Now, I looked up heresy, which the word sect, same word. Here's the definition. Our own erroneous thoughts, our own self-willed opinion, substituting the truth for a divisive lie. And I read what they were accusing Paul of, heresy. And I thought, I can't think of any other way to say it. That's like the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, that's what they're doing. What they were accusing him of. They're saying that's just your self-willed opinion. That's heresy. And I look at what the Apostle Paul said. He said, I'm confessing unto thee that after the way they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all the things that are written in the law and the prophets. The Apostle Paul is stating what I have been shown by the Spirit of God in the Old Testament. New Testament hadn't been completed. And he said, out of the law and the prophets, this is the way I worship God. And so I would like for us to just look for a few minutes. And I realize that we'd never exhaust all the truth, but I'd like to just look for a minute and just consider out of the law and the prophets what we believe concerning man and what we believe concerning God, what we believe concerning salvation. Here's the first thing. We believe. Paul said, I believe. This is the way I worship God. And this is the way God's people worship God. We believe that man is born dead in trespasses and in sins. We believe that. Whenever Adam was in the Garden of Eden. God told Adam, you can turn to Genesis 2. Genesis chapter 2. Now where is this found? Well, it's found in the law. Who penned Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy? Moses. And in Genesis chapter 2, and the Apostle Paul said, I believe this. I believe that man was ruined in the fall. We believe ruined by man's transgression against God. Paul says, well, I worship God. I believe man is ruined. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16 to 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, and of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And in the day that he ate of the tree, he died. In Genesis chapter 3, in verse 6 and 7, it says, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her. And he did eat, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they They knew immediately, I'm naked before God. And they hid themselves and they put some fig leaves on themselves to cover their nakedness. And as soon as they realized what was going on, I'm naked before God. Man is dead in trespasses and sin. Being born in Adam, he doesn't have a free will. He can't make his choice for salvation. He's dead. Listen to what the prophet said. The prophet Ezekiel. Paul said, I believe what was written in the law and the prophet, what you call heresy. Man's dead. Ezekiel 18:20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. So Paul knew from the scriptures, men are dead in trespasses and sins. Men are depraved by nature. Isaiah chapter 1, Isaiah 1, verse 6. You that believe, let me ask you, do you believe this? From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Let me ask you this. Is there anything good in man as he's born in Adam? There's none good. No, not one. There's nothing but universal corruption. And Paul said, after the way they call heresy, that's the way I worship God. I believe what was written in the law and the prophets. Secondly, we worship God believing that God chose to show mercy and compassion to whomsoever He would before the foundation of the world. Paul said, I worship the God of election. That's what I worship. I worship Him. Whenever Moses asked the Lord, he said, show me your glory. And listen to the words of the Lord. Now this was written out of Exodus. This is written out of the law. I believe what was written in the law and the prophets. I believe this. I will make all my goodness, the Lord said, pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. So my question was this. Was election taught according to the law? Paul said, I believe that. I believe that God Almighty elected a people, that He was going to show mercy and compassion. And knowing that God chose a people in Christ before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before Him in love, Paul preached it. The Spirit of God moved upon the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 1:4, and Paul wrote down, He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Paul said, I believe that. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 to 9. Deuteronomy 7, 6 to 9. Paul said, what you call heresy, that's the way I worship God. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 to 9. The Lord speaking says to His people, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God.
The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of the people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So let me ask you this. Did Almighty God set forth in the law and the prophets that God was a God of electing grace? Paul said, I believe that. That's the way I worship God. And when the Spirit of God moved upon Paul, he wrote down in Romans chapter 9, he quoted this. Thirdly, Paul said, I believe. After what you call heresy, this is the way I believe. I believe that when the Lord Jesus Christ died upon Calvary's tree, he perfectly and forever paid the debt owed to God's law for every one of his elect. Paul said, I believe in particular redemption. And I believe that because the Spirit of God was pleased to teach me that out of the law and the prophets. He said, what you call heresy, that's the way I worship God. He did not die. For every person born into this world to make salvation possible, he laid down his life for the sheep. He bore the guilt of the sheep. Now the Lord said that in John chapter 10 and verse 15. I lay down my life for the sheep. The Spirit of God taught Paul that out of the law. Turn to Leviticus 16. Leviticus chapter 16. Leviticus 16, on the Day of Atonement, there were two goats that were brought to Aaron, the high priest. In Leviticus 16, in verse 15 and 16, then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil and do with that blood, as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And I don't doubt for one second the Apostle Paul is reading these very scriptures that we're reading. And he shall make an atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel and because of their transgressions in all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And then in verse 20, Leviticus 16, 20 and 21, and when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy place and the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. And Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. The Apostle Paul said, after the way they call heresy. I believe when the Lord Jesus Christ died on Calvary's tree, He died bearing all the sins, all the iniquities, all the transgressions of the people of God's choosing. And He said, after the way they call heresy, He said, I believe in particular redemption. Someone says, you believe that God Almighty sent His Son into this world to die only for the elect? Yes, I do. You mean to tell me you're saying He did not die for all the sins of all the people of all the world? That's what you're saying? Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's heresy. That's your opinion. Well, after the way you call heresy, that's the way I worship God. I believe what God said. The Apostle Paul, moved by the Spirit of God, wrote in Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. He gave Himself for His bride. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ was not shed in vain. Isaiah 42:4 says, He shall not fail, nor be discouraged till He has set judgment in the earth. He's not going to be weak. He's not going to be crushed, discouraged till He has established justice. Paul said, I confess what they call heresy. That's the way I worship God. When He died at Calvary, all the sins of God's people were atoned for. When He hung upon that tree, being the absolute substitute, the law demanded payment. God the Father forsook Him, and the sword of God's justice was awakened against Jehovah's servant, against the man that is God's fellow. The Scripture says in Zechariah, this is in the prophets, Zechariah 13:7, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. The hand of God's justice, Jehovah's justice, was turned upon the shepherd of God's choosing and appointment, and turned against him for the satisfying of the debt incurred by the sheep of His choosing, the sheep of His love. And they were scattered and afflicted. But God, for Christ's sake, had turned His hand of love and protection against him, turned His hand against the shepherd, for their redemption, protected them. Paul said, after the way you call heresy, that's the way I worship God. Fourthly, the Apostle Paul believed that those that the Father chosen in Christ, everlastingly loved in the Lord Jesus Christ, those that He entrusted into the hand of the surety, those that the surety had answered for at Calvary's tree, shedding His own blood for the remission of their sins, Paul said, I absolutely believe that they are going to be called out of the darkness of sin and unbelief. Paul said, I believe irresistible grace. I believe that. And he said, I believe that according to the law and the prophets. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36, verse 21 to 28. A Now this is out of the prophets. Paul said, I believe God. I believe that which was preached, proclaimed out of the law and the prophets. What was proclaimed out of the prophets? Well, let's see. Ezekiel 36:21. But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel. Here it is now. Here they're going to. Paul said, just this is what I believe. This is what the Lord has instructed the prophet to say to the house of Israel. A picture and type of God's elect. They're not all Israel that is of Israel. I know that. But God has an Israel, a spiritual Israel. Now you say to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen, whether you went. Now I want you to listen to the next few verses. And listen to the emphaticness. It's emphatic. You know what I'm trying to say. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. And I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Paul said, now after the way they call heresy, I believe in irresistible grace. I believe that that which Almighty God has said He shall do, He shall do. His counsel shall stand. The Lord Jesus Christ came to this world, and He said in John 6, verse 37, 39, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. This is what the prophet Ezekiel wrote. I will take you. I will bring you. I shall give you. I'm going to give you. You will be my. I will be your God. The Lord said, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Paul said, I believe that Almighty God saves His people, making them willing in the day of His power. And He's going to save all that the Father gave Him. I'm going to save them. I'm going to save them. Paul said, God Almighty taught me that out of the law, out of the prophets. And lastly, Paul worshiped God, believing that those that the Father chose in Christ, those that the Son redeemed by blood and the Spirit regenerates by grace, shall be kept and preserved in Christ Jesus. Paul said, I believe in the preservation of the saints. I believe that. I believe that none that the Lord has chosen, redeemed, none of them is going to be lost. None of them. Turn with me back to Genesis. We'll look at this last point, and I'll be done. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, man is depraved. But look at Genesis 6, 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a man just like others, born in Adam, fallen. But God was pleased to look upon Noah in Christ. Why? I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. The Spirit of God moved the Apostle Paul to say in Romans 9, so then it's not him that willeth, or him that runneth, what? But of God that showeth mercy. And what did the Lord do? Look at verse 14 of Genesis chapter 6. He told Noah, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And in time, in chapter 7, Genesis chapter 7, verse 1, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And look at verse 16 of chapter 7. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Paul said, after the way they call heresy, I believe in the preservation of the saints. I believe that when God Almighty declares, I will show mercy, God's going to preserve them. He's going to keep them. We're kept by the power of God through faith, ready to be revealed in the last time. And the Spirit of God was pleased to teach Paul man's total depravity and election and particular redemption and irresistible grace and the preservation of the saints. And that which the Lord was pleased to teach him in the law and the prophets, Paul penned, again, under the inspiration of God's Spirit in Romans chapter 3, verse 38-39, for I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We worship the Paul the Apostle did the same thing. We worship God who is sovereign, who does as He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. The one whose hand cannot be stopped. He who is not to be questioned. Let the potsherd, the earthenware of this world, strive with the potsherds of the earth. We worship God who is God and saves His people to the glory of His blessed Son. They stood that day and accused Paul of being a heretic, a pest plague, a scourge. Paul said, after the way you call heresy, that's the way I worship God. And bless God, the Lord's been pleased to reveal the truth of His blessed Son to all that He's everlastingly loved. And I pray that this evening that He's pleased to call out those that He's everlastingly loved and comfort those that He's everlastingly loved. Because everyone that the Lord has revealed Himself to, they say, that's the way I worship God too. May the Lord be praised this evening for His glory and our good. Amen.